Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. And how's everyone this morning? Welcome, everyone, to Kingdom Gathering Online Church. This is your host for today, Pastor Jenny Torrance from Houston, Texas. And today we will continue on the topic of the Holy Spirit. Please take a minute to get your Bibles, if you can, a pen and something to write with, and you will be blessed. As we continue to teach on the Holy Spirit this morning, the Lord wants us to continually seek the power and authority of the Holy Spirit that abides in us. Let us continually allow God to bring us into the maturity that He desires to give us. God wants us to mature and not to remain children. So we are going to continue to speak about the Holy Spirit. And you and I know as parents that we encourage growth to our children. We encourage that they grow and they learn and they can experience things for themselves as we teach them to live a good life. And so today we will continue on this topic. We have been speaking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. As last week we went over certain things that were spoken in the beginning, and as the close of this month comes, we want to continue in this topic. And I am so encouraged this morning by the word of God and by the promises of God that He fulfills everything in His time. So we are excited. I am excited, and today I want to continue about the importance of ministry tools. As we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, we have received gifts, and everyone that is been born again in the kingdom of God has received either gifts, has abilities, and have talents that God uses the whole person to edify each other in love. And I want you to just stay focused on that word. We edify each other. That means we build each other up in love, as God has imparted to us spiritual gifts and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because that is very much important. It is an entrance to the other gift to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So today, as we continue, let us open our minds to God and let Him lead us this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand before your awesome and majestic presence, and we do say this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, and we welcome you this morning, Holy Spirit, to lead us to all truth and to show us, to give us understanding. I pray that you give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding in the knowledge of you, so that we would know what is our inheritance in the saints. And we thank you for your word, because you never contradict it. You shall fulfill those things that are written, for you have been the one that has been there since the beginning. So we thank you today for the move and the power of your Spirit, for infilling the believers, for anointing us, Lord God, to do the will of God and to continue to grow in the manifestation, in the knowledge of building up our most holy faith, first of all, as we pray in the Spirit, and second of all, that we would exercise our gifts to edify the body and bring the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace with each other. And we thank you for the churches, Lord God, all through Texas, all through the United States, and to the far reaches of the earth that are praising you, that are acknowledging you, and that are loving you in this day. We thank you for the body and those that will be birthed into the kingdom of God, not only through this program, Lord, but to those that would visit a church, would hear the word, Lord God, and would receive the power of God in their hearts unto salvation and eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to continue about talking about the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that abides in us. And so we acknowledge that God is doing a work in us. And we know that John spoke a word, and he said that one was coming after him, that he baptized in water for repentance of sins, but there was one coming after him, that he was not worthy even to tie his shoes, but that he would baptize us with Holy Spirit and fire. And if you're a new believer, this is a an opportunity to say, God, fill me with your spirit, and he will, because God is faithful to his word. He lifts up his very word higher than his name. So today we acknowledge the Holy Spirit. And I want to speak a little bit about the importance of ministry tools. And so we see that to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, there's always an evidence, and we discussed that. We'll reiterate next week, but we discussed about being baptized in the Holy Spirit is with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and we saw that in the book of Acts chapter 2. We spoke about it continuously last week, and I would recommend that you would go back and listen to the recordings so that you will be built up in your faith and that you would see that this is a lesson that you would appreciate and acknowledge that God is wants to show you things, wants to show me things, and we want to build each other up in our faith. So the importance of ministry tools. The gifts of the Holy Spirit provide a whole new way of living for the Spirit-filled life. I want you to understand that we can live a Spirit-filled life. And even as Peter came out of the boat and began to walk in waters when he was with Jesus, he did this by the power of the Spirit that abided in Christ and that he had faith to walk on waters. So we see that in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6, it says, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person. And this he was referring to us, to Saul. And so we see that the Holy Spirit does change our lives. There's an aspect of the Holy Spirit that when we abide in Christ and his word, there are fruits that are manifest in our life, so that we see that not only the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit is also abiding in us. So I want you to know, my sisters and my brothers and those that are hearing me today, that these are tools for all believers. Every born again believer can move in the spiritual gifts. And it's important that all believers know and understand how to operate in these gifts of the Holy Spirit. Paul tells us that in the very beginning of his teaching about the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 13 and 14 that go together, he said, now concerning spiritual gifts, veterans, I don't want you to be ignorant. I want to repeat that verse, 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 1 says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. What was Paul saying in those moments when he was talking about ignorance? Well, it means someone without understanding and how to move in these gifts, particularly in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So see, sometimes our ignorance doesn't allow us to be used by God to the potential that he wants to use every believer in the manifestation of the gift that he's provided to all that believe. So we have to gain knowledge of the truth so that we can operate more excellent in the gifts of the Spirit and walk in love, because this is to edify the body of Christ. Now, what is the door to the gifts? On a side note, I want to let you know that the baptism in the Holy Spirit is the entrance into these gifts. We are to begin to operate in these gifts of the Holy Spirit immediately after we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit has come into us at that moment. Okay, the moment we believe, the Holy Spirit seals us with the Holy Spirit of promise unto redemption. But when we receive the infilling, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it is the entrance, the doorway where other gifts can be manifest. So the power of the Holy Spirit comes into us at that moment, and when we begin to release that power through one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Now, Joel chapter 2, verse 28 says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men bless God, will see visions. And Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. How many gifts of the Spirit are described in the Bible? Well, in Corinthians, it expresses nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 10, now there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministry, but it's the same Lord. And there are diversity of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one to profit all. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one to profit all. To profit all. So we must grow in the understanding and in the knowledge of God's word. And it continues to say, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another different kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. Now I'm reading from the New International Version, which it says this, distinguishing also between spirits. Now, I want you to know that the gifts of tongues and interpretation, it differs from being baptized in the Holy Spirit and you praying in tongues. It's a different thing, and we have misunderstood and its interpretation for a while, but we will touch upon that as we continue teaching on these gifts. Now, all gifts are for every believer. In verse 7 of the gifts of the Spirit are called the manifestation of the Spirit. They are all given to every believer for the common good. That means to profit all. For a believer to fail to operate in any of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit would be to miss out on which the Holy Spirit wants to profit all. That believers will be missing out on the most important result of spiritual growth and effective ministry that God has planned for his or her life. So to learn to operate in the gifts is very important. And as you receive the gifts, for some reason, maybe you've quieted, maybe you have not received instruction, or maybe you don't feel confident. These teachings are for you to learn and to exercise faith, because God will not give you something that is not the Holy Spirit if you have asked for it. He will allow you to move as you become edified. And even in the churches which we go to, will allow you. But I want to really, really encourage you today that it's not an impossibility, that God wants to use you and I to move to edify the rest of the body. This is why he calls us to move in the Holy Spirit, and we are so grateful for that today. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12:7, as I said before, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So this will profit someone, and I mean profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, the body as they hear the movement of the Holy Spirit, and people would be edified by that manifestation because it comes from the Spirit. Now, Paul was teaching on how the gifts are to function in the church meeting. One person isn't to operate in all the gifts in every meeting. The church meeting is to be a body ministry. One will operate in this gift, another in that. As we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit, every believer can minister to other members of the body through the gifts of the Spirit. We are all equally important to one another when we allow the gifts of the Spirit to flow in us. Please understand that point, and you will be blessed and really be encouraged, because those gifts are supposed to meet the body's needs. Those gifts are supposed to be manifested in our church meeting. whenever we gather. These gifts are important to build up the faith of believers and to provide insight by the Spirit. As each one has a petition, God can answer it. And so we are so excited because the gifts are still alive and well. We just need to have faith to move in them and identify what gift we move in. And so in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11 and 12 says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as a body is one and has many members, but not all the members of that one body, being many, are one body also in Christ. So let me read that scripture again. That's 1 Corinthians 12, 11, 12. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For the body is one and has many members, but all members of that one body, they are all members of that one body, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so Christ is. So see, we are Christ is the head. We are members of the body of Christ and members of each other. That means that as members of the body, we walk in understanding. If my nose itches and I use my hand to scratch it, I'm using a member of my body, which is a finger, to scratch my nose, which is another member of my body, so that I can find relief. And so the body, in diversities of gifts, these are manifested so that the body can be built up and encouraged. We are to seek spiritual gifts, not to lift up ourselves, but that we may be part in edifying the body. So you and I have to be careful on the reasons of our heart, and we should know that as we move, it is to edify others and not ourselves. So even in the gift, and this is a side note, in the gift of different kinds of tongues and interpretation, it is to edify the body. A tongue should not be spoken if there's no one to interpret. And you, as one that may be moving out in the gifts of different kinds of tongues, need to pray so that you will receive the interpretation, because God is a God of order and wants everybody to be edified. And it's not to say is that you're praying in the Spirit. You may be praying in the Spirit. You may be praising God in the Spirit. But people need to be edified by what you're speaking because they don't understand the language. Or maybe there's someone in the congregation that speaks that language and be able to say, this is what the Lord speaks. But you, being the speaker, speaking in the tongue, should not know that language, as God is manifesting his presence to edify the body. Now notice in 1 Corinthians 14, 12, it says, even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. That means for you to mature, to understand how God is moving through you and in you. Notice the word gifts, plural. It's a plural word, and all gifts are to edify the whole body of Christ, not just to lift up one person to importance. Every believer has a ministry. Every believer has a ministry. Some believers are called by God into the fivefold ministry: apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, or pastor. The nine gifts may operate more freely through these believers because they are prone to allow the Holy Spirit to flow in this manner. And they are built up and they acknowledge who they are. They're a gift to the body of Christ, and they are there to edify the body, to build the body, so each one can do the work of ministry. This doesn't mean that they have a more important role than you because you're a believer, and all believers are to flow in the gifts or the calling of God. But these are foundational ministries to build up the church. It is not for us to have
acknowledge that we are something. In fact, we should acknowledge that we are nothing, that God is everything, and God just wants to use us as a mouthpiece or manifestation of the Spirit so that people will be built and blessed. Let us be careful to give the glory and the honor to God, because He is the one that imparts to each one, and each one is responsible, whether they call apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, or pastor, is responsible in how they move in the power of the Holy Spirit and how they represent God in that moment. Those that are called into the body to be these gifts, and I say gifts because it's a gift to be an apostle, it's a gift to be a prophet, it's a gift to be a teacher, it's a gift to be an evangelist, and it's a gift to be a pastor. But when these offices are moving, it's more important for us to be aware how we're moving to bless the body of Christ, because we are responsible before God if we injure someone and really deflate that person and really make that person feel that they have no hearsay or that they are not being built up. We need to be careful. And in my lifetime, I've seen many things, but we are going to flow in the understanding and the wisdom of God, because this is why we're having these teachings on this beautiful Sunday morning. So we continue on, and we say that every believer has a ministry, and we reiterated that, and we said apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and pastors, which are the ministerial gifts, and each person is a gift to the body of Christ. So every believer should operate in all the gifts. They mustn't be afraid of looking foolish, and I know that this has been a problem with many believers. They must be willing to step out and risk making mistakes. This is the only way we're going to learn. That is the only way to learn. And I want to just add a side note that in the church that you're in, they should have teachings on this, and they should allow you to move as God will give you to move on person. I've been in different places where God just gives me a prophetic word for someone or shows me something about someone, and I go to them and I speak, and I've seen how God has built up that person, has comforted that person, has edified that person, and I have been blessed. But it has been by the Holy Spirit and the understanding that I'm moving out in the power of God by faith. So I am very careful on how to present the word of God. So we should eagerly desire greater gifts. And 1 Corinthians 12:31 says, but earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. And we can read the more excellent way found in 1 Corinthians 13, because if we're used in the gifts and we move and we're not moving by love, it is not worth nothing, because love is what motivates us to walk in these gifts and to fully understand that the glory belongs to God and He wants to build up His church. So we can stir up these gifts also. In 2 Timothy 1:6 says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying out on hands. And Paul was speaking to Timothy to stir up the gifts. So my sisters and brothers, if you have been quenched or you have felt that you have stopped being used in any of these gifts, please allow God to use you one more time. Do not hold back. Find a place where you can feel comfortable and be edified. You know, be edified by the Spirit of the Lord and be edified by the Word of God and begin to be stirred up in the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that God loves you with an everlasting love. And those that will be edified know the Spirit of God. There will be people in the congregation who will help you to grow, help you to understand, help you to acknowledge who is God in your life and know that God is for you. Now, I've been speaking about the nine gifts, and I'll quickly go over some scripture. The first scripture is found in 1 Corinthians 12:1, and we read that concerning spiritual gifts. Brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. That is very important. In 1 Corinthians 13:2, it says, "And though I have gifts of prophecy, understanding all ministry and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I have nothing." Love is the most important substance in our lives to be moved by any gifts of the Spirit and any office that we may hold. I want you to understand that. Number three, 1 Corinthians 14:1-12 says, "Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy." And I've spoken in other lessons past that the gift of different tongues and interpretation equals prophecy. God will speak into the heart of the people. So number four, the fourth scripture, as I said before, "Even so, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you may seek to excel." That's 1 Corinthians 14:12. And so 2 Timothy 1:6 says, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gifts of God which is in you through the laying of hands." And I read that scripture also. And in Hebrews 2:4, it says, "God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will." And please listen to this, write it down and share it, talk about it in a group or with another person, and that you will be edified by knowing the scriptures. In 1 Peter 4:10, it says, "As each one has received the gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." In Romans 1:11, it says, "For I long to see you that I might impart to you some spiritual gift so that you may be established." Glory to God that the apostles and those in the fivefold ministry can impart, you can receive, and you can be blessed and encouraged that you have an important part in the body of Christ. And in Proverbs 18:16, it says, "A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men." What an awesome word. So we know that there are nine gifts of the Spirit of God in the area where the Holy Spirit wants to manifest his presence in the midst of a congregation. They are expressions of God's grace at work in the world today. Let me repeat that. The nine gifts of the Spirit are areas in which the Holy Spirit manifests his presence. They are expressions of God's grace at work in the world today. They are manifestations of God's power ministering for the good of mankind. And we read, and again, I will read the scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:7-10, it says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one to profit all, for one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues." So we see that the gifts are for everyone. God never intended people to survive in this world without being part of the spiritual realm. And so we are spiritual beings. We have been born of the Spirit. And with our spirits, we communicate with God. And with our flesh, we communicate in this world. So I want you to know that God is a spirit, Satan is a spirit, and man is a spirit. And so I want you to be blessed by this. We will continue on, and you can listen to this whole recording if you go back and listen to it. For Chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." So we know that we fight battles in this life. We know that God is a spirit that communicates to our spirit. Satan is also a spirit, and man has a spirit. spirit. God communicates to our spirit, touch the physical realm by our bodies, but we are spiritual beings and we need to be continuously infilled with the Holy Spirit, and we need to know that we cannot conform to this world, but be conformed, not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we would know what is the good and perfect, acceptable will of God. And so the gifts of the Holy Spirit are given to us. They are not trophies dispensed for faithful service. The gifts are tools which equip the believer for body in this life. It equips us for battles. It equips us for the battle. The gifts are given to edify the body and equip us for battle. I want you to understand that. I know that this is a mouthful, but I want you to prayfully look at these scriptures and look how God wants to use you. Maybe you did speak in diverse tongues, and maybe somebody quieted your spirit, and I know I'm speaking to somebody. And so when you wanted to interpret, or someone was interpreting, it was quieted. Many of the churches have really stood away from this gift because they have not understood this gift. But just like prophecy, just like the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, just like the gifts of healing, the working of miracles, tongues and interpretation is also part of the 9 gifts given to the body so that they can profit everyone. How awesome is that? I just picture God just speaking to his people. When someone begins to flow and they begin to praise God in a spiritual language and begin to express magnificent wisdoms of God, and someone or the same person, because we should ask for the gift of interpretation so that we can flow, but when someone else gets up and begins to express that, the beauty of the body of Christ begins to be blessed and beautified and encouraged. And we see God moving with such purpose, with such anointing, so that people would be blessed and encouraged. So I just encourage you today that praying in tongues is for your personal edification. You must build up your holy faith praying in the spirit, and that's found in the book of Jude, verse 20. So I want you to encourage you, do not quiet your spirit. Pray in your closet. God wants to use you. And lastly, I want to speak about the 3 groups of categories. Gifts of vocal inspiration, that's speaking, that's tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. They're also revelation gifts. This is for the hearing, distinguishing between spirits, or discerning of spirits, word of wisdom and word of knowledge. This is things that you hear. Glory to God. And the power gifts, this is doing, gifts of faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles. I've seen people move out in the gift of faith that will create such wealth to bless the body of Christ. I know that this is beautiful when the body of Christ begins to move and people receive a divine revelation or instruction, or when someone is instantly healed in the congregation. Oh my God, and there's a working of miracles, and we can see that today in the body of Christ if we know how to move with the favor and grace that God has given us. And please, my brothers and sisters, my precious ones, do not quiet the gift in you. Just pray that these things would be released in your life so that you will build the body of Christ. Now we're going to concentrate on the vocal gifts of inspiration. The first 3 gifts of these inspiration gifts are tongues, interpretation, prophecy. So we want to continue on this next week. And I want you to be blessed and encouraged by the word of God so that you will be able to express. We have said that the gift of tongues is a supernatural vocal expression of the inspiration given by the Holy Spirit using the normal vocal cords. That means he uses your voice to speak in tongues. He does not take your mouth to express it. He gives you the inspiration and you speak the tongue, and it's manifest using your voice and your tongue and your mouth. It is a language never learned by the speaker, as I said before, not understood by the mind of the speaker. The gifts of tongues may possibly be understood by the hearer in their own language. If someone is in the congregation, God can be speaking wonderful things to that hearer, and it will be evident because his heart will be convicted. Interpretation, the gift of interpretation of tongues is the supernatural showing forth of the spirit of the explanation of meaning of that vocal expression as a message in another in tongue. So one can speak a tongue and the other one can release the interpretation. It's not translating verbatim, it's giving an interpretation of that tongue. And so that is important to understand. It is not that you're translating, it is that you are giving an interpretation, the context of that message. It isn't an operational understanding of the mind. It is given by the Spirit of God. Interpretation means to explain, to expound, or unfold. It isn't a literal word for word translation. And now the last one of the gifts of inspiration, the gift of speaking, is prophecy. The gift of prophecy is a spontaneous supernatural vocal expression of inspiration in a known tongue which strengthens, encourages, and comforts the body of Christ. It is a direct message from God to a particular person or a group of people. These are the vocal gifts of inspiration. My, I know that so many things were said today, they were reiterated, but I wanted to bless the body of Christ. I want you to know that you can call in next week using the number 347-954-6272. And now I will ask if someone wants to ask a question, someone online that wants to express a comment, please go forth in this very hour.
Good morning and blessings to all our listening audience. This is Apostle Minetta Hare, live in the great city of Detroit. What a word, what a message, what a teaching for all of us this morning. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. I strongly advise and encourage you to go back and download and listen to the recording throughout this week, so the Holy Spirit can move and reveal to you even greater revelation, greater insight and clarity of what God is doing in the earth by His Spirit, the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of us. And I'm just excited for this message as I will go back and listen and let it just marinate in my spirit even the more. I give praise and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ for his vessel that has been chosen for a time such as this, Pastor Elder Jenny Torres, and her faithfulness to bring forth the teaching of God's word. And to all of you, God's blessings and the days to come until we meet again. God bless you. I see we have with us Elder Jenny. Minister Levy is with us this morning. As we know, we have a live line that you can call in up to the 30-minute mark, which is 1-347-945-6272. So next week, those that are listening in, make sure you dial in. So if you have a question or a comment or even a prayer request, that we could minister to you live during our broadcast. You may have a question or comment that you've been waiting to ask, and this, you've never had that opportunity, but I believe God has opened that door for his people to receive premium teaching on the Word of God. Amen, amen. Minister Levy, do you have a question or comment this morning?
Good morning. I praise God this morning for the unfolding of revelation knowledge about the gifts of tongues. This has so many oftentimes not been clear for believers of the body of Christ. And I thank God for Elder Jenny this morning as she has certainly made it very clear about the understanding of using the gifts. And I just praise God for that revelation that she has imparted unto us this morning. And I just thank God for what's going forth on the line that people can dial in. And I will be continually supporting you in every way.
Amen, amen. This is a part of our ministry outreach. This is our radio ministry. And our theme is authentic discipleship, teaching on the kingdom principles of discipleship, leadership, and mentoring. This is online, so those that are joining with us, not only locally, nationally, and globally, you can help us share the word of God by posting on your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, whatever social media platform that you use. Help us carry this gospel. Help us carry out the Great Commission, that lives will be changed, transformed, lives will be saved, lives will be healed and delivered by the word of God. Amen. I do want to share with you this week's programs, events, and outreaches that's coming up online this week. We will have our online Bible study this coming Wednesday. That is August 24th at 7 p.m. Time is it? Signs of the Time. And we will have Pastor Jenny Torres will be our guest lecturer, along with our prophetic roundtable discussion. And you can call in at 1-605-562-3140, and the code is 313954#. And this information will be posted on my Facebook page. Also, this week coming up on Saturday, we will have our Down by the Riverside prayer outreach in the city of Detroit in Hart Plaza. That is Saturday, August 27th at 7 a.m. That's 7 a.m. And we look forward to you coming and being a part of us, our outreach as we pray, as we cry out unto the Lord for our city, for our community, for our family, for our children, for our nation and the nations of the world. Hart Plaza, 7 a.m. And then at 9 a.m., same day, Saturday the 27th at 9 a.m., there's going to be a global leadership and mission conference held at Cobo Hall, sponsored by the Raindrop Ministry International under the leadership of Pastor Leonard Cheeseborough. It is a open, free conference. Amen. This is our gift to you. I am one of the speakers and lecturers on this conference platform. And so those that are in the Detroit area, you are truly invited to come and be a part of these two events. If you live outside of Detroit, hey, you got enough time, you can get here still. We just thank God for what he's doing through this ministry. We need your support. We are entering into our annual campaign, HELP. That's what we call it, H-E-L-P. And it supports our local ministry, our national ministry and global ministry outreach effort. So your financial support is greatly needed. And you can donate and contribute to the ministry via paypal.com. That's www.paypal.com. And you can use our email address, which is faith@workmissions, with an S, at gmail.com. We thank God for those who will come alongside us as we continue to do the work that's been entrusted in our hands by the Lord Jesus Christ to advance the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Those are our announcements. I will hand it back over to Pastor Jenny to close us out in prayer. This is Apostle Manetta here. God bless each of you. Elder Jenny, you can close us in prayer.
Amen, amen. And we also have Pastor Carmen Vias here in Texas. She was listening in this morning. God bless you, Carmen. Dios te bendiga ricamente. Que Dios te siga bendiciendo. And I am blessed to know that people are coming on and hearing the teaching. We will continue this and close it out next week, God willing, and we will continue to speak about the gifts, the manifestation, and especially the point of tongues and interpretation. That's very important to the heart of the apostle, to my heart, so the church will be built up and begin to exercise the giftings that God has given them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in awe of who you are and what you do today in the church. We are so, Lord God, blessed to know that you lead us to all truth and show us things to come. You will edify the church and build us up as we yield to your presence and your spirit. We pray that we would have a closer relationship with the Holy Spirit and that we would understand, Lord God, that you desire to use us for the glory of your name. We thank you because we know that the manifold wisdom of God will be unfolded in the church to the principalities and the powers of the air, and that you have given us victory through Jesus.